Radiotopia.
I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, everyone. I'm Denzer. And it was actually really kind of funny. So when I was a junior in high school, my mother put me in my own apartment, which was kind of ridiculous. But I had two big goals in life, and one was to become the next Alexander McQueen or to become a rock star party god.
Most teenagers who've ever watched a party scene in a high school movie fantasize about what it's like to live a wild and crazy lifestyle. Denzer is one of those teens who didn't have to imagine it. He got a chance to live it. For PRX and Radiotopia, I'm Neil, and this is Mortified. Today on the show, tales of teenagers who can't wait for the party to get started.
Let's start here. Senior year. This little book may end up saying some shit about some people. So let's talk shit. Last night, I got drunk and called everyone I was pissed at out because I got yelled at for dancing on people. I dance on everything. People, walls, doors, bars. So I went home because fuck you, a party. No date. Today I put my photos in an album. It's a lot to look at. It's crazy to see it all together, like, OMG, wow. I've done a lot, like, I feel good about it, but I feel like I must move on for the sake of school and fashion, which the world is making a joke of. 9:15:07. I love life, but I hate the hangover. 9:28:07. My birthday is over. I'm now 19 years of age, which means it's my last year as a teen. Like, oh shit, really? Am I so far over life? Can I stay in it? My latest fashion collection is almost done. It's a Native American flapper. I want to win some kind of prize. 10:03:07, Wednesday. Shoot me. School is a place to be every fucking day at 7:30 morning. I'm still the same, it's all lame, but I'm to blame for what I'm not doing and what I am doing because it's my fault. Thanks, mother. I'm so over it, but I love it. I just got a new camera. Let's see where the night takes us. Tuesday, October 16th, 2007. So, this has been a crazy fest, faster year than I thought it would be. It's crazy how the marking period is almost over, and I have no idea how I'm doing, but I'm in love with the fact that I party every day. But in the last few days, I realized no one parties as hard as I need them to. October 17th, 2007. Today was just stress. I got into my first car crash. It was kind of a fender bender. And all I've had to eat is Chinese food and cum. Good night. 10-18-07, me at the whore party, cops came. Oops, I was in a gold miniskirt. The officer knocks on my door, goes, sir, can I talk to you? I go, officer, can I put on some pants? This was a true party. It changed my life. I can feel it. I really need to take a second. October 29th, 2007. A girl from my high school died. There's been a string of freak accidents. Later that day, I wrote, my life is back to good. Turns out, I just need to go shopping. October 30th, 2007. Today, I got myself into a lot. I'm a little over my head in things I need to do. Clothes, shoes, clean my house while living in it. Fashion, dishes. My studio is a mess. It's all moldy. And there's this crazy MRSA or staff infection going around. I smell a plague. At this point, things may be getting a little out of hand, and occasionally I realize that, like on Christmas Eve. 12-24-07. I need to go to Mass. Oh my God. And now I'm at a place where I need God. Where am I? I'm at a place above my apartment where I left my boys after collapsing along on Wednesday. Go to church. Go now. Is time a sinner? No room for me in the end. Oh my God, it's Britney, bitch. Apparently, I didn't pray hard enough because the partying kept going and it was starting to wreak havoc on my fashion dreams. 3-10-08. I fucked up. I didn't get accepted to FIT. I needed better grades. I didn't get accepted to Parsons. I could have done less. Now I'm grounded. In Auburn? There's no more options. What, to become a hairdresser? Write a book? What is my life? I'm living it, I'm loving it, I hate it, I'm in it, I'm over it. Let's party. I'm a senior. Oh my God. I might have briefly entertained the idea of making fashion maybe not my, you know, main priority, but I got back to it pretty quickly. No date. I look good in whatever. I love fashion. It shows because I own it in every color. No date. I have passed out 4 nights in a row due to drinking and not eating. I had soap pumped in my ear on video. I got to see that video of them pumping soap in my ear. No date. Spring break talent show is coming up April 3rd. I've got nothing but every idea in the world. So it's important for me to let you know, like, the year before, I, like, slayed the talent show. I won first place. I did this crazy thing with strobe lights. It was incredible. April 9th. You can't blow up your face for the school talent show with a 4-inch stick of dynamite. I wanted to put it in my mouth, but I gathered 9 girls and did a 17-look collection. So I blew the stick of dynamite up on the corner later on that drunken school night. I love drunken school nights. And though I didn't mention my journal, I ended up winning the shit out of that talent show. So Native American Flapper was a huge success. No date. Spring break or stay whole. The party just never ends. My life as a musical looks and sounds amazing. No date. Time alone can now be well spent on God, love, faith for animals, or I could just clean my house. 4-22-08. Today was all about school. I really can't pass the year. I feel good about moving on in my life. You can't change it. You can only move with it. You can make it what you want so long as you move with it. Senior year. Holy shit. Like, holy shit, legit. Oops, I started tanning. So I haven't, you know, become the next fashion designer yet, but I'm definitely making an impression on Denver's fashion scene. So I had a no date, and my last words to myself were, talk fast, look cool, jungle is massive.
That was Denzer at a Mortified event in Denver.
Do you like the stories you hear on the Mortified podcast? See it live. We've got upcoming shows in cities across the country. This week, you can catch us in Baltimore and Los Angeles. This spring, you can catch events in Portland, San Francisco, Oakland, Austin, Chicago, Brooklyn, DC, and more. Get your tickets at getmortified.com.
Hi. Hi, everybody. My name is Ophira Eisenberg. This is my also 14, 15-year-old diary. I was in Girl Scouts, Girl Guides, we call it. I'm in from Calgary, Alberta, Canada, which is where this took place. I was neither deep, nor was I a very good writer. So here you go.
You might recognize Ophira as the host of the NPR game show Ask Me Another. And while you might not associate a public radio personality with wild and crazy times, Ophira's adolescent journals tell a different story, one in which she explores just how much partying she's ready for.
August 17th, 1998. Well, here I am starting a nice new fresh book. I hope this book can be filled with only the good things, because there will be no bad. It will be full of beautiful, treasured memories. From this day forward, I am going to do everything in my power to make life happy and live each day to the fullest. I want to be beautiful outside and inside. Real beauty is so hard to find, and I hope I can possess it. I realize that somewhere down the line, someone will read this. If I let them or not, and if they see the kind of person I really am, my thoughts and feelings, my hopes and dreams, my joys and sorrows, I am sorry to say, whatever the case will be, this person will be very shocked to think their box image of me is destroyed. I'm not sure right now what I want at life. I did at 13. I even knew half a year ago, and hopefully I will soon again. I also hope I can realize and learn to take people for what they are and not what they are not. I want an amazing life full of the most wonderful times, friends, boyfriends, laughs, tears, boyfriends, and for the upcoming years to be the best years ever. September 6th. Well, I'm in high school now. There's this one guy I really like too, and his name is Dave. He's tall, brunette, and really nice. One problem though, he drinks a lot, from at least what he says. I hope we become good friends, but boyfriend and girlfriend sound better! Michelle was at my house, and she wanted to get really drunk. Since we didn't have anywhere to go, I got some rum or whatever for her, and she drank it and wanted more. I didn't, so I kind of acted wasted, so she might figure I didn't need any more. Amir, that is the name of my brother, Amir came home shortly after, and Michelle decided she needed a cigarette. Michelle, a cigarette? Anyways, I stole one from one of Amir's friends and we smoked it in my room. Smoking, ha! She doesn't even come close to doing it right. Just kind of a little grade 7 puff blow, puff blow. Anyways, Dave never called. I hope he does or does tomorrow or has a good reason for not doing so. January 7th. Well, school is going pretty good. I'm doing fairly well in ballet, although I need to practice more. And I guess I'm keeping up good relationships with my friends, so the year is off to a good start. Yet, no boyfriends. But hey, I have 51 weeks left. I kept up with all of my promises, except for two lies and not watching the news every day. or studying or practicing ballet every day, but very close. I have school now. Bye. That was January. Now we go all the way to July. I started smoking. It's okay. I want to do it, so I'm not guilty towards it. Meg and I smoked some hash a few days ago at this apartment. She was house-sitting for a friend, and we went on hilarious adventures that I will always remember. No idea. Tracy, a girl I used to be friends with, but then I didn't like, is friends with Meg, so she came over to Meg's. She suddenly seemed so nice and hilarious. I wonder if she thought I was okay and not just smoking and saying that I would do acid because of pressure, because I really want to do acid. She wanted Meg and I to do acid with her that night, but I don't feel right about it yet. I feel like I have a lot of things to clear up before I can feel good about doing acid. I mean, like, get my affairs in order. I'm 15. I don't know what I'm clearing up. A week later, July 31st. Today was clearly the weirdest day of my life. Last night, I was with Megan, and things were generally cool until this morning when her mom and dad totally bitched at her for not paying a parking ticket. Her mom also saw the satanic and witchcraft books I took out of the library. And freaked out about that. I left and called my mom, and she was in a really sad state. The police came on Tuesday with a warrant for Amir's arrest for possession of drugs, and he had until Friday to pay his $150 fine. God love Canada. I guess he didn't pay it because the police came this morning and took him away. Mom totally freaked out when she came home. He obviously got out of jail because he was home for dinner and wrote my mom an absolute beautiful card, which made me cry, and I love him so much. Mom feels better about him too. And she asked me to read it aloud to everyone. All of this made me think, I don't really enjoy doing drugs. I always thought I would like it a lot more than I do. I don't do them all the time, and my mom's hurt towards them totally turns me off. I swear, I will never really get into drugs. August 2nd. Tara freaked out at me on the phone today and thinks I'm totally fucked up on drugs. Well, fuck her. August 6th. Today we went to Orna. That's my sister's name. Today we went to Orna's bridal luncheon and it was pretty fun. I got drunk so fast and I hardly had any white wine, but I could totally feel it. I used to be able to drink my friends under the table. Then again, I haven't drinking for a long time. Drinking. One waiter was really cute, and Corey said that he really liked me. Wow, what I would have done if I was on the pill and it was the right time and place. Yeah, it's the idle threat of a 15-year-old girl right there. August 12th. I want to set up some resolutions like I did for New Year's, but I want to do some now, too. Okay, I want my hair to be really long and a dark auburn or black color. I want to dress a little less wild than I did in grade 8. But really interesting and unique. The kind of person a lot of people want to dress like, but they can't match it. Now to make my rules to live by, starting in approximately 5 days. 1. Be exactly who you want to be. 2, smoke only when it will get you somewhere. 3, do drugs whenever you feel like it. And they are available. 4, exercise every day, including a small ballet bar, flexibility exercises, biking, and running. That's 5, read a lot. 6, listen to the news 2 times a day. And 7, don't have sex unless it's totally right and you're protected. It's tough rules. August 25th. Michelle's mom said Michelle called and said, I'm really worried about Ophira. I'm not sure right now what she's worried about unless she's talking about the drugs. All I need is another worrier. Megan wants to do some acid tonight, and I think that's okay. I'll see if I have enough money for cigarettes. I love smoking while on acid. I know it's wrong, but it's amazing. Maybe we'll go to the warehouse, which was a dance club, if we can get in. Last time we got ID'd, Megan told the guy that we give the owner, Earl, blowjobs. I was so freaked out, but excited. Oh, well. We'll see how the night goes.
That was Ophira Eisenberg at a Mortified event in Brooklyn. You can hear her hilarious game show, Ask Me Another, on your favorite podcast app. You can also read her memoir, Screw Everyone, Sleeping My Way to Monogamy, available now in bookstores. And this concludes our look at those attempting to be the life of the party, where we learned that just as there are 5 stages of grief, there are also 5 stages of partying.
I'm living it, I'm loving it, I hate it, I'm in it, I'm over it.
Everything shared on today's show was true. No embellishing, no exaggerating, just God-given awkwardness. If you'd like to support Mortified, we have 2 great ways to show us love right now. First, tell your friends on social media about an episode of this podcast you loved. Second, you can own a Mortified t-shirt or hoodie or even baby clothes by visiting getmortified.com. And while you're there, you can also order I Can't Believe I Did That, a hilarious card game that's basically like hosting your very own Mortified show in your living room. Challenge your friends to share stories that make you say, I never knew that about you. And yes, you can even play it on Zoom. Finally, if you're craving more mortification, today's episode pairs nicely with episode 19, the good old days, where a teenager gets in over her head when it comes to partying. Find the full list at getmortified.com/podcast. And for companies wishing to support our podcast while reaching kajillions of listeners with remarkable taste, email sponsor at radiotopia.fm. This series is a big team effort, and our podcast production team for this episode includes Hadley Dion, David Nadelberg, and myself, Neil Katcher. Some of the stories featured here were produced for the stage by David Blatt and Christina Galante. Musicians frequently heard in our series include Gordon Bash, Alex Burke, Adam Smith, The Angel, Zoe Rose Palladino, and Snake, Snake, Snakes. Additional thanks to all the dedicated Mortified Live producers whose work make the stage show possible. This has been a Mortified Media production for Radiotopia, a network from PRX. Till next time, we remind you that we are freaks, we are fragile, and we all want to be invited to the party, as long as we don't have to show up.